Are you going to show me your ass?
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
Please.
Live ass on the podcast right now.
All right, you
ready?
Yeah.
Get ready for this.
Oh, my God.
His ass is fucked up. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Three Hit Combo Podcast, the world's only podcast covered in glitter. My name is Matt, and I'm here with Tam and Andy. What's up, guys?
Hi.
That was great, actually.
We're so glittered, covered, we should be starring in a teen novel movie.
Good job, Tam.
Thank you. You didn't let me in on what it was, so I didn't get to plan anything.
Right, but I didn't let anyone in on what I was going to say, because I said I was going to wing it.
Normally, Andy comes up with the first joke. I thought I would jump in and really shine, but I didn't. I glittered. I came back.
God damn it. So nothing interesting happened yesterday. Let's just go into gaming news.
Gaming news it is.
No, I'm just kidding.
We had the bachelor party.
How was that?
It was a blasty blast.
Yeah.
Do we just want to recap the day?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Matt, I like your storytelling way better. So
okay.
You storytell, because I'm not very good at storytelling.
You fill in the gaps.
Yeah.
And okay. Andy's going to take a nap.
Yeah.
I'm actually not doing that bad. I can't wait to take a nap, though. But I'm not doing too bad. Like, I'm surviving.
Yeah, I'm not doing too bad either. I was pretty awake when I got home. Like an hour ago, 2 hours ago.
That's so funny.
But but then I laid down and it really hit
that
me.
That was your mistake.
It
downfall.
Me. Yeah, it hit me hard. Okay, so we started the day getting acquainted with the rape van, which is what we've been calling the big creepy van we had.
I rented a passenger van.
Okay. No windows?
No, there were
windows. Okay.
But yeah. it still was a rape van.
All right.
You can take those seats out and bang bus it.
Yeah, someone did mention that. They're like, let's take the seat out. Bang bus.
Yeah. There was actually plenty of room for everyone.
There was enough room. Yeah. Yeah, that was good. So we started off on our way to Quaker Steak and Lube, or as they call it, The Lube.
The Lube.
TheLube.com is their website.
Really?
Yeah.
Or just Lube.com.
I think it's Lube. The Lube.
The Lube. Oh, okay. Someone already
feel lube.com is going to work on your events later in the evening.
Yeah. So we go to Quaker Steak. On the way there, it was so funny when Mitch would rev the engine. He's like, yeah, listen to that.
This is powerful.
Listen to that baby purr.
It sounds so, it was brand new. It only had 10,000 on it.
Really?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. So we got
only three rapes under its belt.
Start notching them into the sideboard. That's how you know.
So we get to Quaker Steak. That was, you know,
delicious.
It was delicious. Yeah.
Quaker Steak.
I realized that when I got home today and ate like 2 hours ago, that I had not eaten since Quaker Steak.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone had.
No. We also ingested. Anyways.
So we get to Quaker Steak.
We also adjusted. Never mind. Camilla might listen to this.
She will.
Oh no, she saw the aftermath.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
So,
but anyways.
So we get to Quaker Steak. Everyone's drinking water because we're like getting ready.
Oh, okay.
So everyone had water. Fire. Yeah.
I got Mountain Dew.
Yeah, Andy got Mountain Dew, and the lady there bought him a shot.
Oh yeah, my only shot of the night. Which, thank God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank
shots,
God that was your
shots
only shot.
And Andy don't mix very well. But I got a free Jaeger bomb, so that was exciting.
At Quaker Steak and Lube?
Yeah.
I've never been there, so it's
dude,
not. Every time you keep saying it, I keep like imagining like IHOP. And so you're like, I got a shot at IHOP.
It's like the indoor of a garage made into a restaurant.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's if you're ever out in that area, though, I highly recommend it. It's delicious.
Okay.
Their wings
I'll look it up.
That's pretty good. I got the Asian chicken wrap.
Ooh, how was that?
It was good. I wish I would have got hotter sauce, though.
Oh, okay. But I always start small, though. Or start low and then move up,
yeah.
Like, from flavors or heat.
Yeah. It would have been sweet if someone did the Atomic Wings Challenge there.
No one.
That would have been
no
great.
No one would have to sacrifice their asshole.
Yeah.
Especially with the events later to come.
So we go from there, and we get back in the rape van. Plus one, we picked up Mike.
We picked up the waitress.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
She didn't know. She was unconscious.
All right. And we go to Harrah's. And now here's the funny thing. Here's how the night started off. Everyone went to the bathroom at Quaker Steak except Andy. So we walk into the casino at Harrah's, and we're all getting ready to go, and Andy ducks in the bathroom. And like he shows up like an hour later. I had to poop. We're like, God, where is he? So we waited on Andy.
Oh, yeah. We blew through all of our gambling money while Andy was taking the poop.
Well, and another thing Andy was doing was everyone would be together, and then Andy would wander off, and then we'd all be like, where's Andy?
So when I'm at the casino, I move around a lot.
You do. Yeah. And so we started the joke between me and Josh. Josh is like, he's moving again. Someone get with him.
Yeah, I just, if I don't do well like three times, I'm like, I'm going to move.
Yeah, so he's just wandering around like crazy.
That's funny.
They had some neat machines there.
Oh, you guys just played slots?
I played slots, roulette. But they had a machine for black, what was that? Roulette. And what was the other one?
They had one for like video poker as well.
Yeah. But it was this like huge interactive like screens and
there
digital
was one for, like dice or something like that. Yeah.
It's really crazy.
So, yeah, I blew my money. I blew my first $6 in, like, three clicks on a slot machine. And then I blew my next $40 at roulette.
I was actually ahead until we went to the high stakes or the high limits slot machine. And everyone's like, hit max bet. And I hit it, and it was $20.
He lost $20 in one fucking press.
God.
He put in his voucher, and we're like, max bet. And he does the max
bet. Because it was a $5 machine, and I'm like, oh, I'll just do $5. That's fine. I'm still above 20. And then everyone's like, max bet. I'm like, fuck it.
It was a good thing we went to the lube, because I had to get properly lubed up for the ATM fee.
Oh, God.
$6.
$6?
Yeah.
No.
Out in Vegas, it's like $11.
Jesus
Christ. $11 for an ATM fee.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I ended up losing $49.99 at the casino.
Yeah?
Yep. I have a voucher for 1 cent.
All right.
You
should save it as a souvenir.
Remember that voucher, everyone. Remember that voucher.
Remember the voucher.
Okay, so anyways.
So from there, we leave the casino. We weren't at the casino very long, mostly because nobody had any money left. Well, they wanted to save their money for the strip club.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Segway.
So we decide that the strip club, you know, doesn't serve alcohol, so you have to bring your own. So we went to Walmart.
That seems like a poor business decision.
There are, but there aren't. Like, there are strip clubs that do alcohol, but this one doesn't.
Oh, okay.
So, we go to Walmart to get booze, and we got way too much.
Yeah, I still have a cooler sitting in my living room with, like, 30 cans of beer. Most of it Keystone Light.
No, ice. Keystone Ice.
Oh!
What was funny is we go to the alcohol section, and, like, everyone was, like, kind of just buying a 24-pack. So, like... There's like seven of us holding like 24 packs, and we're like, guys, we don't need this much.
We filled up four coolers.
Damn. Yeah.
And one cooler held two packs. It was at least like 70 cans of beer.
So did you like call the strip club beforehand and be like, had like make an appointment?
No, you just bring it in.
There's dudes.
Mitch's cooler was a Rolly cooler. So that's even better.
What a pimp.
Yeah, they basically just look at it and go, there's no glass in there, right? And
yeah.
Yeah. And he rolled
on
him.
Yeah, you just can't have glass because you can't shank a stripper with a metal can.
Right.
But you can. It just takes a little longer. Maybe someone will stop you.
So we get the booze, lots of it, and then we make our way to the strip club. All of us are drinking in the van.
Yeah, except the
driver.
Okay,
yeah. Right. The driver was not drinking.
All of you, this is a public podcast. Yes.
Sorry, all
that's true.
Seven of us.
Well, Mike wasn't there.
He drove his car. So yeah,
he drove his truck. So
why?
He left early.
He had to work at 5 in the morning. He's a corrections officer.
Yeah, so he drove separately because he left early.
He bought himself a 6-pack of Red's Ale, though. He's like...
A 4-pack.
Oh, 4-pack?
Yeah, a 4-pack of Red's Apple Ale.
That's awesome. This is good for the night.
Yeah, so we're drinking in the van because we decided that the cooler was too full. So... They're like everyone needs a Bud Light now.
We
finished half a case of Bud Light in the van.
God.
Yeah.
I can't even drink a single can of beer. I can't imagine.
I can't believe how much beer I ingested.
Yeah, same here. Yeah. So we get to the strip club. We go in. Everything's pretty kosher.
They pimped it up from the last time I was there. Last time it was like just dirty. I mean, strip clubs are always dirty, but
I was gonna say it wasn't exactly clean.
But they added like a lot of like television screens and then like lights and stuff. Is really cool.
Took away the black lights, realizing it was a bad idea.
There were the sweet lights. Yeah, on the top
there
that,
was
like,
these
hung
ceiling
down.
Lights. They had like hundreds of them, and it would like flash, and they were LED. They were fancy.
Yeah, I want that job. The lighting.
Oh, that'd be fun.
That'd be sweet. Oh, and there were lasers?
Yeah. Yeah, there was those lasers. God, you always seen, like, rap videos and Madonna videos? They're like...
Yeah, there were lasers, and I really liked the lasers. They were cool.
It was a pretty... Playhouse
they were
got
super
better.
Cool.
It got better since I've been there, so that's awesome.
Yeah.
So another 5 years, hopefully they'll have, like, hologram strippers or something.
Hologram strippers.
Computers are taking our jobs.
Okay. Let's see. So we get in, we sit down, we got the cooler... At the end of the little table we were sitting at. We were sitting in, like, an L shape.
Yeah, it was pretty nice. We were actually kind of, like, in our own area.
Yeah, we had, like, our own area. So we had, like, personalized strippers. They'd come over, and they were only coming over for us.
Yeah. Yeah, dude, those other guys. The guys that sat on the other side of the table, they kind of got screwed. Like, did you just notice how often the stripper would come to, like, our side?
Yeah.
But the song would be done by the time she got through us.
Because we had the cash flowing.
Yeah.
We were raining mad dollar bills.
It would take her the entire song to, you know, pick up our cash.
Do you know how much Josh spent?
No.
No?
Too much. To tell him this story. So, basically what we're doing the entire night is every stripper that comes over, everyone's putting dollars in front of Andy.
It's awesome. It's fantastic. Yeah. I don't know how many boobies I had in my face.
All right.
Plenty. Tell you what, it was probably an odd number. 31.
31
boobies.
I saw 31 boobies today. That's a great Facebook thing. People just be like, what?
So, we are having our fun at the strip club, you know. Andy a lap dance.
How much was that, if I can ask?
I think it was 25.
Really? That's cheap for a lap dance. I thought they were, like, in the 60s.
Yeah, because we were asking for 5 from everyone, and, like, a couple people didn't have to chip in, like...
Oh, okay. Well, anyways.
I didn't think it was that
my
pricey.
First lap dance, she had the sniffles. So... The whole lap dance throughout the music, just and she'd get like really close and do like caressing head things, and then all I could just so it was nice. She was cool though. I enjoyed myself, but yeah, just
so Andy fucking lied to us because lied to us.
I didn't lie. I lied to a stripper and in society.
No, you ended up lying to us too.
What?
Because you didn't tell us you were wearing a belt earlier when we asked in the van.
Oh, yeah.
Because so if you're having like a bachelor party or something like that and you let the stripper know, they'll whip you with a belt right on the ass.
They will.
And so when we're in the van, we're like, does anyone have a belt? And I think it was like Tyler had a belt or something like that. And then it was like... Like an hour into the strip club, a stripper like pulled up your shirt and just checked, and she's like, "Yeah, you got a belt." I'm like, you're like, "You fucking lied to us, Andy."
Well, I'm not gonna tell him straight up. I don't.
So here's the best part. So he gets whipped a little bit.
A little bit.
Yeah, he gets whipped a little bit.
Just enough.
Yeah,
just enough whipping.
What he does is he rolls up his belt and he's like, "I'm gonna put this in my pocket." So he puts it in his pocket, and a stripper comes over and we're like, "Hey, it's his bachelor party." You know, we throw some dollars from him. She's like. She's like, oh, does anyone have a belt? And she's like, do you have a belt? Like, looks right at Andy and he goes, no, I don't have a belt. And I go, yes, he does. It's in his pocket.
And you know what? The stripper was nice. She got it out of my pocket.
And then she whipped him with it.
You should have just had a hole in your pocket. Too. Just no belt.
Would you like to see the physical damage?
That would have been yes. Yes,
you want to see the physical damage.
Oh, my God. Why didn't... We should have started this story this way.
You want to see this.
Are you going to show me your ass?
Yeah.
Yes, please.
Live ass on the podcast right now.
Yeah.
Get ready for this.
Oh, my God.
His ass is fucked up.
It didn't hurt this morning. It didn't hurt this morning, but as time went, it's starting to hurt. I'm sitting on the rug. Right.
That's what the first gay guy said. My ass didn't hurt this morning, but as time went.
Just itchy and cracked.
His ass is red. He has welts and bruising.
Oh, yeah. My goodness.
I have, like, second degree bruising.
It looks like Michael Clark ass. Duncan got a hold of you.
This morning, I was I slept over at his apartment, and, like, he just comes out. He's like, look at my ass. And me and Eric are like, holy shit, what happened to you?
I got beat by a stripper.
He's like,
I'm pretty sure
happened.
They take all their daddy issues out when they're using the belts.
Like, we all got whipped at some point.
Yeah.
I got whipped once. I mean, once for three. They always do, like, three.
Yeah, it's like three or four.
Yeah, like three or four. So I had one session whipping.
Once for three?
Like one session of whipping.
Like whenever they whip you, they whip you like three times. Okay. I only had it once. He had it like Andy had it like 15 times.
Oh my
god. He was whipped so many
Basically,
times.
Basically, it got to the point where I would just hang the belts over the cooler because I'm like, it's gonna fucking happen. So
what we also started doing was we would roll up the belt and then like. Oh, we'd randomly just put it in front of someone with like a couple ones. And then like, oh, it's your turn.
Yep.
That's funny. Go to the DJ and be like, hey, man, you want to make $5? Come whip my buddy.
Did I ask you about the random chick sitting next to Josh?
No.
At the end of the night, there was just a random fucking chick sitting next to Josh, and she wasn't a stripper.
She was just, like, hanging out?
She's a civilian.
Yeah. Yeah. Someone that she... It was one of the chicks that was, like, fooling around with the stripper on the other side of the thing, but she, like, ended up next to Josh. I was like, all right.
Oh, sweet.
Did Josh make a move?
I don't know.
What a beta.
What a beta. He's got a wife.
Did you make a move?
There was a stripper that looked like Camilla.
Yeah. See, and I don't get, like, I understand the glasses, but I don't see anything else.
I thought in the face, Camilla actually asked me, she's like, do you think that stripper looked like me? Because apparently she had heard the story. Yeah. I thought a little bit.
Oh, okay. I thought Camilla was there. And I'm
no,
like,
she wasn't there.
That would be hilarious.
No. I'm like, damn, Andy, that's a real cool relationship you have.
No, I
she
thought
makes so much money.
I thought a little bit, but when Mitch, I think it was Mitch that yelled, "It's Camilla," then oh my god, we grabbed like fistfuls of ones and threw them in front of Andy.
Hey, fake Camilla, come here.
What's your name, Vanilla? That's a good stripper name.
What's your last name? Can't pronounce it. You are spot on.
You're coming home.
Yeah. You need to meet my fiance.
This needs to happen.
So yeah, we throughout the night.
I think John got a buy one get one half off. Is that what happened?
Buy one get one half off lap dance. Yeah, he did.
I got the half off lap dance.
Oh.
Yeah.
That one was fun.
I just wanted a midget to come out and give a full lap dance.
There was also a bathroom attendant. It was just a guy sitting in a chair who would hand you towels after you washed your hands.
That's all he would do. And then, dude, his tip jar gets full as fuck. Because dudes are just drunk as shit. And they also have signs. It's like, this is, he doesn't get paid by the hour.
Oh, no?
So I think he just gets paid by tips.
I mean, you can imagine.
But
I mean, if you're there every night, it was terrible.
What sucked was I didn't want to blow my money on the fucking bathroom guy.
I sound like I've been there a lot. I tell him I'm going to get him at the end of the night, and then I'll give him like $3 at the end of the night. That's what I did.
I think I gave him like $3 or $4 total, but because we were sitting there drinking, I had to go to the bathroom a lot. So
yeah,
I'm like,
that's how they fucking get you.
I know. For the alcohol that they don't serve you, that you brought in yourself. That's how they get you.
What fools.
I'm trying to think of anything else.
We punched some cans.
Yeah, I can't. This whole morning, I've been like, why the fuck is my hand so sore? And Matt's hand is sore, so we were punching cans.
I remember punching cans.
Okay.
Not boobs.
Okay.
I don't remember leaving the strip club. Like, that's when I was starting to black out.
I vaguely remember leaving the strip club.
I remember going home with my head out the window the whole time.
Andy threw up on the van.
Like, all over the outside of it. But it was so fucking bumpy, and the ride was so long that all the beer in me was, like, shaking, and no good comment.
I remember on the way home, I just had my head, like, against the window, and I was just, like, riding home.
Josh was just, he was just sitting there like this, just in the seat, just looking down.
So when we got back to Andy's apartment, and the rest of the story was provided by Camilla, because I don't remember any of this. She was telling me. She's like, I heard you guys pull up, and I go to look out the window, and I see a couple guys, like, thrown up into a styrofoam container, and Josh is wandering in the street.
That is just such an awesome story.
He looked like a lost duckling.
I guess King was throwing up in the... I forgot about that. King was going to throw up, and he's like, I got nowhere to go. I'm in the back. So he grabbed one of the empty styrofoam containers and just started puking in that.
How is that fun? How is that fun?
That's just a sign of fucking awesome craziness.
Yeah, okay. That part's not fun.
Yeah, the puking is not... Puking is the worst part.
It was the result of the fun.
Yeah.
Ugh.
And puking does suck. I didn't throw up, but I did... The recording in my brain turned off around 1 in the morning.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I don't remember any of this. So, apparently, I argued with Camilla a little bit. Apparently, I got inside your apartment... Started laying down on your couch and was like, someone needs to take me to my car. And Mitch is like, dude, no one's taking you to your car. And I was like, Camilla will take me to my car, won't you? And she's like, no, I won't take you to your car. And I just go, but Camilla. And then she said, I'm doing this as I'm going to sleep on the couch.
And then
I'm not sure who gave me the pillow and blanket. Probably Camilla.
I had them set out for.
Oh, anyone. You had them set out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like I had the medicine set out.
Oh yeah, yeah. I saw the ibuprofen. That helped a lot.
I came fucking packing. Like all Saturday afternoon, I was just collecting things for the aftermath.
Great.
Like this Powerade, my savior.
Yeah, I woke up and Eric was asleep on the floor.
He was bundled the fuck up on the floor.
Yeah.
Just tucked in, just. Yeah, he was doing well too.
Yeah, he was doing good.
I think it's because we all just drank beer, and not
hard alcohol.
Yeah, mixed. Yeah, you can like.
I did have one whiskey sour at the casino.
Yeah, but that was before the heavy drinking. It was well before. Yeah. If you mix it when you're heavy drinking, that's fucking evil.
Yes, that is evil.
And
then this morning, Camilla gave me a ride back to my car. Like I said she would the night before.
Thanks for arguing, Camilla.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, I promise.
And that was a
bachelor I slept party. On the floor.
Oh, she had another funny story.
Wait, you didn't tell me about the voucher. You told everyone to remember the voucher, and then you forgot the voucher.
Dude, there's so much.
I was like, and then you gave Camilla the voucher, and yeah. then you gave your car the voucher.
The voucher, right.
I'm sorry, everyone. There's just so much story.
So much anticipation.
At one point when we were throwing dollars in front of Andy, I threw my 1 cent voucher in the pile in front of him.
And she didn't look that pleased.
No, she was like.
Yeah.
She was not happy.
Mitch was like. Some strippers just don't have a sense of humor.
Yeah, and so I was just like, I'll take that back.
I'm sure no stripper has a good sense of humor. Not if they've been doing it for a pretty long time.
Some of them are pretty cool.
The first girl smelled like baby oil.
They all. Or coconut butter. Those are like the two things. Yeah. They just like lather, like roll. All right, you're going on stage. And they just have like a thing you pull down.
It's like a kiddie pool. Full of it.
All right, go out.
Camilla said that you were on the floor in your bedroom, and you were in your underwear, and you were, like, feeling around your waist, and she's like, what's wrong? And you're like, I lost my belt. And she's like, Andy, you're wearing underwear.
I have it right here.
Is that Fender?
The belt.
Put it in your pocket.
No.
It's in his pocket.
Fucking liars.
That would have been such a great... You could have just been like... You could have cut a hole in your pocket of your pants. And you'd have been like, he's got a belt. And the stripper would be like, that's not a belt. Could be if you'd like.
That's how you get kicked.
Yeah, that is how, that
oh,
is how
and that ended the night at 9:30.
Yeah. We got there pretty early, too. We did get there at like 9:30.
Yeah, but
you guys spent like 3 hours at a strip club?
Yeah, we left
at like 2.
Yeah.
So more.
Yeah.
Than 3 hours.
You don't...
The goal was to get there at like 11, wasn't it?
Yeah. Everyone's like, we got to show up later. But dude, we got awesome spots.
We did get awesome spots.
It was
spots.
Totally worth it. And the good squad was out. It took, like, and when you start drinking, fucking time is irrelevant.
Yeah, the A team was out, though.
Yeah, it was awesome. There's some good ones. Like, not a lot of, like...
The one with the glasses.
Yeah, and the blonde hair.
Yeah, she's
a good... They're going to use her as a reference. Not a lot of big boobs.
Right.
A lot of smalls.
Yeah, just her, pretty much.
Yeah. It was weird. Not enough ratio. I need face-to-boob ratio. And I don't think we're leaving that. I took the van to a car wash.
Yeah, that's awesome.
There was just puke
to get the puke out of it.
My sister works at Bucky's, and she just like she's worked there for like a couple months, and she just told me that she can get me 1 cent gold car washes. And I'm just like,
that's awesome.
What the fuck? How have you not told me this before?
I need this.
So I had a car wash last night, actually.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Hey, I was gonna ask, what happened to your tire?
So my tire was already shitty. And then it just exploded. there's like a triangle chunk like this big out of my tire. It's like the size of a 50 cent piece since this is an audio recording.
Yeah.
Damn.
I was just driving home. I was like at 84th and...
84th and Rape
Giles, I think. 84th and Giles.
Yeah, it's Rape Vanway.
Yeah. And I was just driving... Listening to some NSP, and then pow! I'm just like, oh, okay.
Shit.
So I hear flop, 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 flop. And I'm like, well, there was that tire that I was supposed to get new ones of. Let me go do that. I look up in the sky, and a single drop of water touches my face as it started to sprinkle.
Oh.
And I'm just like, this is either going to be really bad or I'm going to be really lucky.
Was that when it was like a straight up downpour?
Don't judge me. This is like almost 3 weeks ago.
3 weeks ago?
Yeah.
You haven't told the story yet?
Yeah.
Come on. That's an event in your life.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We share events on this podcast.
Sorry. Yeah.
Have you seen his ass?
Yeah.
I have now.
You've been on this podcast for 10, 9 episodes?
I have no idea how long he's been here.
Long enough to have my own drops, and that's what matters.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm coming back.
No!
God damn it. I actually forgot that existed.
Lives forever.
But yeah.
We share life events here. My ass was a great life event. I'm proud of that.
I almost want a picture of it. So I can show other people.
I have a picture of it.
Do you?
Yes.
All right.
Can I send you it?
No. It's already scarred into my retinas.
I can draw the picture.
Played HeroScape last week. I won.
Nice.
I'm on a 4-game winning streak.
Hold on. I did the Miller Days parade yesterday.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
When it was downpouring?
No, it wasn't. It wasn't raining.
Was that Friday?
Oh, no, that was the day.
That was Friday.
It was Friday.
Oh, my God.
It rained.
We want to talk about life events. Friday fucking sucked. Friday was kind of awful. So I had work. And a little self-promoting. I work at Sanmai Martial Arts. If you're here in Omaha, come in and you can get a free week trial. Ooh.
Okay.
Mood lighting.
And we've won Best of Omaha 7 years in a row.
Nice.
We're going for 8. And we were supposed to have our Best of Omaha party like 2 weeks ago, but we had a rain on that Friday. And so we pushed it till this upcoming Friday and we had a downpour then. So we're like, fine, fuck it. We'll just bring it inside. 30 minutes before the party started, because of all the rain, there was some guy right off Bob Boozer who crashed.
I heard about this.
Yeah. And they shut down Bob Boozer. And so me...
That's a street, by the way, not a man.
Yeah. It's both, actually. It's named after...
Not Mr. Boozer.
Yeah,
himself.
They did not shut down Mr. Boozer. Yeah. Mr. Boozer is doing just fine.
He's the namesake of the road.
Yeah.
Go on.
With the story. So me and like five other people in this downpour are trying to figure out how we get all of these outside activities inside. We also have a black belt graduation that night, so we get the news of nobody can get into our facility. Nobody can get into our little road. And so we're stuck there until the police cleared out, and they were there for like an hour. We ended up having to cancel the party because nobody could fucking get to us.
Oh.
Yeah, that is 2 weeks in a row that the universe has said, no Best of Omaha party for you. No. Luckily, our four black belt graduates rammed the barricade and got into the school. So we did have the black belt graduation.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Nice.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
HeroScape. Throwing it back.
Right. I won.
Who'd you play with? What was your team?
Oh, it was a random team.
Oh, what?
Yeah, I'm trying to remember who I had on it. I had Lobo, Brainiac 5. God, who the fuck did I have? Lobo, Brainiac 5. It was like the only two fucking people I can remember. Holy shit. I'm drawing the biggest fucking blank on who I had on my team.
Just continue telling a story. It'll come back to you. I do that all the time.
It's on the tip of my tongue. Oh, MODOK. I had MODOK.
Oh, nice.
I
sent you my ass, by the way.
Thank you. I'll remember, but anyway, so Stefan and Tyler had a big argument over
fairness
of random teams, which I thought was dumb. Tyler was like, Stefan had Dark Phoenix and pretty much destroyed Tyler, and he's like, it's not fair. And so they, like, added up their points, and they're only, like, 40 points different. And then I ended up winning with the lowest point team.
Nice. By, like, 160 or something?
No,
like
by 5.
What?
Leaper's team was literally 5 points more than mine.
I meant from the highest team.
Oh, yeah. Like, 160 different from the highest team. Yeah, you're right. So, yeah, it was a stupid argument. And then we went over to Austin's house, which is always really fucking hot.
How's his jaw doing?
It's pretty good.
better.
Better.
Yeah, I didn't really see him when it was really bad though, so I don't really have that reference. All right. And we played Pathfinder.
Nice.
Which was fun. Sam's character got introduced. Uh-huh. They got kicked out of a bar.
Ooh.
Yeah.
And Sam had nothing to do.
I had
with
nothing
it,
to fucking that do was, with it. That was, and then was funny. And then.
Tyler and Stefan.
Stefan freaking gangbanged me on whose fault it was. And I'm just like, it's not my fault. I didn't do anything wrong.
They were like trying to like throw their voices from across the room or whatever.
I would have been totally receptive if they just fucking walked over and talked to me. That would have been fine. But they were doing this magic in a place where you're not allowed to do magic. And so I didn't know you weren't allowed to do magic then, but it makes perfect sense for my character to be like, I don't know what the fuck's going on right now.
Yeah, and so they nearly got arrested. Fucking, the funniest fucking part is when they're like, they stop you and Tyler, and then fucking Stefan just like phases through the wall and runs away. It's like,
and then it's
running.
Like, I didn't do anything wrong. You're running from the cops. that in the real world is wrong.
while this is happening, we're trying to find like an informant. And I'm actually trying to go about this the right way. So, like, I'm in the bar, but I didn't get kicked out because I wasn't with them. Nice. I was talking to the bartender to find just a person we were looking for. While they're arguing in the street, I get knocked out and dragged away.
Oh, shit!
Into, like, this fucking dungeon or something, and all my armor's gone, and this lady has, like, a knife, and she's asking me why I'm looking for the person I'm looking for.
Oh, fuck.
And so I'm just straight up with her. I'm like, look, we have a mutual friend that we need information for gold plates. And she's like, okay, you can go.
No way!
Yeah. It's like, alright, it's fucking sweet.
Oh, that could have been so much worse.
Yeah. I come back and they're still arguing.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
I was like, did you guys not see what happened? And so then I get angry and like go to leave, and then Tam follows me. And I was like, well.
Because I wanted the plot to continue and yeah. to stop fucking arguing.
I at least came up with a good reason why I let you come with me. I was like, well, I'm going to a strange ship I've never been to before. Someone might as well come along.
Yeah.
So he came along. And what was funny is Tam, when he followed me, he was like, oh, yeah, I'll go with you anywhere, pretty little lady, or something like that. And then when we get on the ship and she's like, and the lady's like, oh, you guys have played the black deck before. I was like, I used to be a man.
He's like, no.
And Tam's like, oh.
Damn it.
Another funny thing was we were trying to find out what Inquisition means.
It's a boat, right?
Yeah. Yes. Stefan was like, yeah, the Inquisition. I know what that is, but just making sure you know. I'm like, and he comes up to me and asks, and I'm like, yeah, I know what Inquisition is. Pretty sure it's a boat. Yeah, it's a boat. Guys, let's go inquisit.
That is awesome. How long are we?
We are at, we're already at half an hour.
Damn.
All right, let's just go into gaming news.
Gaming news!
There's loads of gaming news right around the corner. Stick with us and see what you can catch.
It's official. Call of Duty Advanced Warfare will not be reporting for duty on Wii U.
Like the 15 people that play Call of Duty on the Wii.
Someone asked on Twitter, and he actually said the question was, Call of Duty Advanced Warfare is going to be on Wii U? And they responded, nope, no Wii U. That was an Activision decision. We're focused on Xbox One, PS4, and PC.
Nice. Oh, yeah, this is the first truly next-gen Call of Duty. I forgot about that. There's no PS3 or 360.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Not on there at all?
No. Mm. Ooh, this actually might be a good one, then.
I might have picked up that game for Wii U if it was Call of Duty Modern Wii Fare, but I didn't.
Dude, Modern Warfare 1 was so good.
I hope this isn't a story. I heard Ubisoft isn't gonna be making games for the Wii U, like mature games.
There are
there have been a few developers lately that have said like, yeah, we're not gonna bother with the Wii U.
Yeah, they're dropping the train.
They came out and they said it like pretty severely. They were like, there aren't enough mature audience or people don't want mature games on the Wii U. And some Nintendo fanboy was just like, you know what? That's an opinion. I'm going to get facts. And the facts were that the people who owned a Wii U, the percentage who owned a Wii U and bought mature games were equal to the percentage of people who owned the other consoles and also bought mature games. The problem was it did not seem very likely just because not a lot of people had Wii Us. But if you had a Wii U, the same percent owned mature games. And so Activision, or Ubisoft is just like, my bad.
Huh.
Microsoft.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
No, go ahead. Interrupt my story. No, I'm just kidding.
A lot of developers have, they're just dropping.
I would play more games on the Wii U if it just wasn't, if it was better.
Yeah. At least you got it for the Smash.
Like, I mean, I like the Wii U, but.
Because it's a Smash machine.
I am...
Just what the GameCube was and what the Wii was.
I am praying for a bundle. That's why I'm holding out. I'm just like...
Ooh, there's
give me a Smash bundle. Give me one. I need one.
I was holding out on getting a PS4 until I could get, like, a special, like, bundle one. But the deal came along. My sister worked at Target, so I got, like, a PS4 for, like, $360. So I was, like, gonna take that.
I'm probably gonna get GTA 5 on the PS4.
If they offer some kind, or if GameStop, like they did with The Last of Us, if you traded in your copy of it, you get it for like $20.
I
might do that.
I will probably do that too. Since
the chat will be a lot better, we can actually use the PS4 chat.
Yeah, and since my PS3 borked, I don't have my save anymore, so it's not like I'm losing anything big.
Did you guys finish that game, Last of Us?
Yes.
Last of Us, I didn't finish it.
No, okay.
I started playing it.
I heard, it's amazing.
I heard that a lot of people are like, it seems like a very story-based.
Oh, this, it is all story.
The story's not going to change, so why would I pick this up on a PS4?
Yes, just because that, it's going to look better. That was my thing. But the multiplayer was original. It was different. Like, you created your own, like, survivor camp, and you played multiplayer matches to earn, like, items, that, like, food and medicine to keep your camp alive.
Hmm.
Yeah, it was interesting.
Speaking of zombies.
The Walking Dead.
The Walking Dead. They're not really zombies in The Last of Us, though, are they?
No, it's like...
They're, like, infected with something, right? Like, spores. But
did you see the final episode?
The final episode of The Walking Dead, Season 2.
Next week?
Tuesday.
Oh, shit.
2 days from this recording. It comes out.
Ooh, gonna have to sit down and play that.
Clementine's gonna kill a bitch.
I haven't watched the trailer.
I did watch the trailer, but there wasn't... It just recapped the previous episodes, really.
Oh, yeah, it ends with the...
It ends with the...
All right, cool. What else?
Spoilers.
Microsoft is giving customers the option to buy downloadable Xbox Live titles and DLC at retail stores. So they're going to be giving download codes at retail stores.
I think that's kind of nifty, but at the same time, I like my discs. I like having discs.
There is something to be said for still having them on discs. Like going back to my PS3 borking. All my downloadable titles, I have to re-download.
I know.
It's a pain in the ass.
Like, the
PS... Whereas a disc, you know, I can just go, bing!
The PS4 network is a lot faster than the 3s, so...
Yeah.
But that's why I don't like downloadable titles. Like, the Injustice game was 28 gigs. I had to download 28 gigs.
I bought that, by the way.
Injustice?
Injustice for PS4.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, we can online multiplayer.
I know, we can online play.
Yeah, you guys can.
Ooh, that's fun.
I'm excited for both of you.
Oh, you work 3 days.
I do.
Midnight,
I do work till midnight.
Fuck.
Yeah, we're never going to play.
Yeah. Yep. Oh, that's so shitty.
Oh. All right, guys. That will do it for gaming news. Let's jog through technology news. How about that?
All right.
No one cares, old man. It's time for technology news with 3-Hit Combo.
You guys watching any of the Simpsons marathon?
I don't have cable.
That's right.
Also do not have cable.
Ha ha!
I am a
now
little...
look who's top dog. My parents have cable.
I'm a little jealous of the people that have cable because I would love to watch the marathon.
Yeah, I watched a little bit. The problem with the marathon, though, is they upscaled them all to 16:9. All
right.
But they were, you know, natively 4:3
resolution.
And there's an article here about how a lot of visual gags are cut off.
Oh.
Because you can't see the top
of
the screen.
Oh, is that...
Because it's set to widescreen.
That's interesting.
I never thought about that.
Like you guys have seen the old man yells at Cloud.
Yeah.
Yeah, from The Simpsons.
I believe so.
Well, you can't really see it. Just says old man, you know?
Huh.
There's a picture here. But,
oh, okay. Hold on.
It gets cut off.
Hold on. I'm going to go. Pardon me.
Tam's coming over.
All right.
Welcome, partner. So it gets cut off. Same with, this up here.
Huh. Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah. That does kind of suck.
It seems like...
Also, it makes the old episodes look like shit.
Really?
Yeah. Just all stretched.
It seems like it was...
Which is sad, because The Simpsons started getting bad when they switched to HD.
Yeah.
Seems like it was
it's the high def.
Undersight on their part.
Yeah.
Somebody could have watched a couple episodes and went,
this isn't right.
Missed that. How could we fix that?
So you can, for... $35, get a kickball ice cream maker.
What?
It makes ice cream. Well, you kick it.
What?
have you seen, have you ever made ice cream before?
No.
Like churning it? You have to, shake it and mix it?
You've never done that?
My mom had an ice cream machine.
Oh, so
I remember
privileged.
The last time I did it was in, first grade.
Yeah. We did it in. I did it in school.
Yeah, we did it in school.
But I was from Alabama, so.
Is that, is it something they do in Alabama a lot? Because I did it too when I was, here in Nebraska.
It's the same thing as butter. My parents, whenever we got up
are
here.
You Amish?
What? No, you Amish? You can make butter. It was, I mean, it's just tedious
and
annoying.
I can make butter and you can too.
Oh, my parents don't listen to this.
Stop.
No one could see the hand motion. So the visual, the audio gag was just sounded awful.
It's a horrible sound.
Right, so you can mix all your ingredients in there, kick it around, and make ice cream.
35?
Yeah, $35.
It's not too shabby.
Let's see. Istanbul is demolishing 3 new skyscrapers to preserve
it. Constantinople?
Oh, God. Leaper makes that joke. Every fucking time we play Civilization.
I forgot about that.
Every time we play Civilization and the fucking Ottoman Empire is in the game, he always says, hey guys, I'm going to take over Istanbul and rename it Constantinople. Every fucking time!
We found his trigger.
We found it.
So Istanbul is demolishing 3 new skyscrapers to preserve its skyline. Its iconic skyline, it says. You can take a look here.
I'm not walking back around.
See those skyscrapers right there? Oh. It's not that great of a picture, to be honest. They're hotels.
That's cool.
And Istanbul, the government actually just said, you got to tear those down.
That's actually pretty cool of a government.
It fucks up our skyline.
Yeah.
They must be doing really good financially then, if it's 3 hotels.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, fuck tourism. We'd rather our people see our skies.
That's a great sound clip. Just got your ass. It's like get your nose, but you just grab the cheeks. To like, I got your ass. Oh.
All right, so I got this story just for the title. Why NASA launched one of the blackest materials ever into space.
Jerome.
Now I'm trying to find out why I didn't read the story.
To absorb.
It's really dark. Yes, absorb light.
Really?
They're probably seeing how much light it'll absorb in space. NASA just dicking around with black stuff.
When Tam just sniffled, I just instantly reminded me of the stripper.
Hey, baby, hatch. How you doing?
When we were at Quaker Steak, Josh had a thing of ranch dressing that he never opened. I was like, you should save it and give it to the stripper. Like, here's a dollar, and here is a dipping cup of ranch dressing.
Dipping cup of a strange white substance.
You'll be hungry later on.
Yeah.
Have some ranch.
Just put it on your pants. Thank you. You did great.
Oh, God.
It's delicious, too.
All right. Let's also jog through news.
Are the newspaper and the internet letting you down?
They have the internet on computers now.
We're here to give you the best of the best. This is news.
How you holding up?
Fading. I'm gonna go home. Oh, you know what sucks is I wash the sheets too.
So we're hanging out after this, right?
What's that?
We're hanging out after this, right?
Oh yeah, totally.
Yeah?
Actually I'm going to Stefan's, so I will be gone.
I'm taking him.
He's napping.
I said, we're hanging out, right?
I get to be Big Spoon.
Alright. I wanted to be Little Spoon.
How do you feel about this?
I was tempted when Camilla was in the bathroom and you were sleeping. To open your bedroom door and be like, finally.
Oh, that would have been great.
Just don't say anything. Just climb into bed.
Just whisper it. Finally.
Either.
I was like awake a little bit too when she was getting ready. So that would have been great.
I was awake pretty early. Like I think I woke up at like 8:30. And I could hear, like, you and Camilla talking. And I was really tempted to, like, knock on your door, and then you open it up, and I'd be like, I had a bad dream.
Those both would have been great. Finally, one would have been so
finally.
Oh my god.
So, Nicki Minaj's dancer was bit by an anaconda.
Are you kidding me?
That's hilarious. That's sad, but...
VMA's rehearsal. They were dancing.
That's kind of funny.
Yeah, that's how I feel, too. I'm like, I kind of feel bad for laughing, but that's funny.
Oh, but, it wasn't an anaconda. It was a boa constrictor.
Oh, I don't care, then.
Story's not good anymore.
I don't care.
Next.
It was named Rocky.
She's got a fat
Rocky
ass.
The boa?
Nicki Minaj.
Yeah.
Yes, she does.
I heard it's fake.
You know,
I'd have to like feel it to give it.
Feel
judge.
It to know.
Yeah, like I mean, that's a huge ass. So maybe she got some ass implants. Who knows?
Hey, listeners, if you think Nicki Minaj's ass is face, send us an email at 3hitcombopodcast@gmail.com.
Good job.
Thank you.
The U.S. Justice Department said on Friday an Oregon woman pleaded guilty in May to starting a wildfire on the Warm Springs Indian Reservation last year because her firefighter friends were bored and needed work. The U.S. Attorney's Office in Portland say the 23-year-old Sadie Renee Johnson tossed a small firework from a car in July 2013 into the roadside brush. The fire spread to 80 square miles and cost nearly $8 million to fight.
Oh, my God.
Investigators said she posted on Facebook 2 days later and said, "Like my fire?" Question mark.
Oh, my God.
So, here's what really happened. She went to a casino, and she went to one of the high bid ones and pressed max bid and lost $20 in one go.
And then she started a fire.
Started a fire.
Fuck! Oh, my God. What a dumbass.
Yeah.
Let's see. What do we got here? Pizza delivery man allegedly lied about witnessing a beheading near Rochester, New York to escape punishment from his boss for a late delivery. Why would you go to that?
What?
Why not say, like, oh, I needed to put air in my tire? Or traffic was bad? Or a road was closed? No, I saw a beheading.
He lied, obviously, right?
He lied.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
I was a little worried.
Oh, I thought he actually saw one, but didn't stick around to answer questions because he was going to go do another delivery and didn't want to be late. Got it. Okay.
Mm. I guess I could see how that.
Yeah.
Like that.
I was like, he saw a fucking beheading? That is brutal. That's metal.
Jesus Christ. Police from several departments spent hours Wednesday night searching for a machete-wielding man that Mason Requa said he saw decapitate a 7-year-old girl.
Jesus.
What is... How did he default to that? That's just what I'm wondering. Like, I need a story from my boss.
He's running through everything. I saw the Batman.
There's nothing.
Batman's it
was,
not real.
He was a giant bat.
That's because you never see him.
All right, and I just did this one for the name. Orange County Sheriff's Office says that 42-year-old Paul Scott Stoner of Unionville is charged with growing marijuana and having a firearm while in possession of more than a pound of marijuana.
Did he legally change his name?
Nope, that is his birth name.
Parents knew what was going on?
Paul Scott Stoner.
Paul Scott Stoner. Your PSS!
Maybe it's not his name. Is this what his business card said?
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Paul Scott. Stoner.
Oh, there's a comma in there. Of course.
I haven't taken a shower yet. I am just...
Yeah, me neither.
Strippered up.
Right I have now. Not showered either.
I showered.
I'm going to. Maybe take a bath. Take a nap in a bath.
Yeah, we are.
You got something?
No, it's after the podcast.
Oh, okay. It's after the podcast. Well, it's almost after the podcast because you can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/3hitcombopodcast, twitter.com/3hitcombopc, that is number 3, PC stands for podcast. Email us at 3hitcombopodcast@gmail.com and search for us on YouTube, 3hitcombopodcast. So, for Tam and Andy, this is Matt signing out. Thank you.
We'll be right back.